Life Audio.
Hey there, friend. Welcome to Aging April. I'm Heather Creekmore, and you're listening to the Compare Tea podcast. This month, or at least part of this month, we're going to talk about different issues related to aging. And when I say aging, I want you to understand that this isn't just for those of us who are over 50. Because I know some of y'all in your 20s are paranoid about the quarter century mark at 25, or worried about turning 30, right? So aging, really this fear of what's ahead, how is my body going to change, what's going to be different when I'm older, can affect us at every age. So today we're talking about the way it affects our closets. Not really our closets, although it does affect our closets. We're going to talk about the way our clothes change in how they fit. And I know it's our clothes changing, not us, right? I'm just joking. No, our bodies change. And that means our clothes don't fit the same anymore. And that's kind of a bummer. And it's kind of frustrating. And it's kind of a cause of shame. And it's kind of overwhelming to know what to do when you have a whole closet full of clothes that don't fit you anymore. So what do you do? That's what we're going to talk about today. Hey, I'm glad you're here for it. I am so excited to announce that I am going to be running the 40-day body image workbook challenge again, starting right before Memorial Day, ending before July 4th, the first part of summer. If you are ready to dig into your body image issues and you missed it last round, because we had a great time. Oh, the groups are so great. I had so much fun and the women were just so blessed. I'll start reading their testimonials over the next couple weeks. But we had a great time going through the book together, because the best way to do this work is in community. It's really hard to read alone or do a course alone, but in community, we can heal our shame. And that's what I want for you. So will you consider signing up for the 40-day journey starting the end of May? You can find out more on my website, improvebodyimage.com. Now let's get to today's show. Welcome to Compared to Who, the podcast to help you make peace with your body so you can savor God's rest and feel His love. If you're tired of fighting body image the world's way, Compared to Who is the show for you. You've likely heard lots of talk about loving your body, but my goal is different. Striving to fall in love with stretch marks and cellulite is a little silly to me. Instead, I want to encourage you and remind you with the truth of Scripture that you are seen, you are known, and you are loved no matter what your size or shape. Here, the pressure is off. If you're looking for real talk, biblical encouragement, and regular reminders that God loves you and you're not alone, you've come to the right place. I hope you enjoy today's show, and hey, tell a friend about it. So today we're talking about clothes that don't fit anymore, and I think we all do it. I think every single one of us owns at least one article of clothing, or maybe a whole closet full of clothing that no longer fits us. And why? That is the question, why? Now, I've done podcasts on this before, but I realize it's been years and years. So I think it's time to talk about it again, because even if you've been listening to the show for years and years, there is a solid chance now that some of those clothes that fit you when you purged your closet like 2 or 3 years ago and we talked about it, don't fit you anymore. Now, first question is that a reason to feel shame when our clothes no longer fit the way they did before? And I'm here to encourage you that it's not, because bodies change. Now, I know some of you are like, yeah, but Heather, my body changed by gaining weight. That's not a natural part of aging. Oh, wait, it's not? Yes, it is. That is a natural part of aging. And some are saying, well, no. I mean, I gained weight. I'm not aging. I just gained weight just because it was a stressful, hard season and I just gained weight. Guess what, friend? That's what bodies do too during stressful, hard seasons. I mean, some of us lose weight during stressful, hard seasons, but some of us gain weight because our bodies have one goal, and that goal is not to look thin and look good in pictures and be the thinnest possible. Our bodies have the goal of keeping us alive. Yes, that's their goal. Your body wants you to stay alive. And when you're experiencing a ton of stress, guess what your body's worried about? It's like, oh no, things are stressful. Maybe there's a famine in the land and we won't be able to eat for months and months. We better store so we are ready for the famine in the land, right? Your body goes into fight or flight. It could also be freeze or fawn. But for most of us, it's fight or flight when we're stressed out. And your body is like, I am going to make sure you're okay. I'm going to protect you by saving all that you eat so you have it someday later in case you are going to go hungry. I'm going to be there for you, right? And that's going to cause your weight to change. And it's also going to cause your clothes not to fit like they used to. Or maybe you're pregnant. That's fun. Congratulations. Your body's going to change. It's going to change for 9 months in a row. And then it's going to change for another, I'm going to say, year afterwards. Some people stabilize around the 4 or 5 month mark afterwards, but for some, it takes even longer. And then maybe you get pregnant again and go through it all over again. I went through that 4 times. That was like my entire 30s, 32 to 38. That's what I did. And you know what happened? After my first baby, my arms were longer. I could no longer wear my coats because about 2 inches of my arms stuck out underneath the sleeve, right? And of course, you know, pants didn't fit the same and, you know, nothing really fit the same. But the arms thing was the most noticeable thing after my first. But then after my second, my third, my fourth, other things started to shift and change. And friend, even if you've never had babies, I see you, your body's still going to change. Your body's still going to look different at 50 than it did at 30. And that's okay. I was on a podcast a couple weeks ago, and the person interviewing me said she had read an article saying that the average woman changes bra sizes 7 times over her life. And I don't know about you, but I think I'm on change 5, maybe change 6. So I don't know. I might be over the average because I have a feeling there's going to be more changes than just 1 or 2 in the next 30 or 40 years. Right? Bodies change. And as I'm talking to you right now, I'm looking at this giant pile of clothing I have that no longer fits my 2 boys. They are ages 12 and 14. They are still growing, growing, growing. And they're my last 2, so are donating their clothes. And you know what? There is no shame at all from them about donating their clothes. There is no shame at all surrounding this reality that their bodies are changing. They're not like, oh, goodness, mom, can I keep that size jeans in my closet still? You know, because I really would rather be that size. Like, mom, it's so embarrassing that I've got to move up in size. Like, mom, you know, please, can I just keep them? Maybe I'll get back to that size someday. No, there's none of that, right? Because they know their bodies are changing, and candidly, they hope they're getting taller and bigger and stronger, right? And I know it's not an apples to apples example because they're children and they're supposed to grow. But friend, who told you your body wasn't supposed to change? Where's that Bible verse? I think the only one telling your body's not supposed to change are the marketers on TV, the marketers on Instagram, the people trying to sell you something are telling you your body should never change. And it's a great deal of shame and embarrassment if you have to wear a different size in different seasons of life. And let me tell you, friend, they're not on your side. They want to sell you something. And so let's talk about those clothes. Okay, you got the clothes and they're not the right size anymore. You have 2 options, okay? Option 1 is an option I lived with for many, many years, and so I'm quite familiar with it. Option 1 is I just keep it hanging in my closet or just sitting in my drawer, wishing and hoping someday I'll get back to that size. Someday I'm going to be there again, wishing and hoping. And every time I go in my closet, open up that drawer and try to find something to wear, there's that item of clothing telling me I'm not good enough, telling me my size is wrong, telling me life was so much better when you wore this size. Oh, if only you could get back to the size, then your life would be good again. That's the messages, the shaming messages that are coming from those wrong size clothes that are in my closet. I'm going to tell you option 2 right after this quick break.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast, to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on the Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
So option one is you just leave them there to taunt you and mock you and hassle you. Option two is you face the reality that that's not the size you are anymore. I know that hurt. But you swallow it like medicine. You swallow it. And you say, it's not really very practical that I go into my closet when I need something to wear and I have these things hanging there that I can't put on because I know they don't fit me. It's not really very practical and not really very healthy for my body image to every morning go to my closet and see all of these articles of clothing that I can't put on. Because at that moment, I'm faced with a real need. I need to put on some clothes, and there's nothing there to fill that need except for clothes that aren't my size anymore. Or maybe you got to weed through the clothes that aren't your size anymore to find the one or two things that fit. Friend, I'm going to argue today that that's not your best option. Now, if you're not ready to get rid of those clothes, then okay, maybe you are in a kind of transition time. Maybe you just had a baby. Those clothes might fit you again. They might not, but they might. So maybe you're not ready to fully get rid of those clothes, then here's my encouragement for you. At least take them out of your closet, take them out of your drawer, and put them in a Rubbermaid container and put them somewhere where they're not in your way. At least get them out of your eye line so they don't get to talk to you every morning when you're getting dressed. Get them away. And then what do? And some of you are like, Heather, but like, I don't have the money to go out and buy all new clothes. Okay, it didn't say you had to go replace every single item, but you still need something to wear, my friend. And if you are denying yourself the opportunity of having something to wear that you feel comfortable in because you're punishing your body, which remember is just trying to keep you alive, you're punishing your body and saying, body, you don't deserve any good clothes. You don't deserve anything to wear until you can get back to that other size. I'm going to say that's probably not the healthiest place for you to be. And there's lots of places where you can find affordable and comfortable clothing. You do not have to buy hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of clothing. Just buy 2, 3, 4 things that you feel comfortable in and find ways to mix and match them. If you know this is the size you're going to be and you're not going back, if you've kind of come to that place that I've had to come to, you know, then maybe consider investing in things that you really like more, paying maybe a little bit more, so you have that pair of jeans that you feel really comfortable in and you really like. But then again, holding that loosely, because as I know, in perimenopause, things they are a-changing. And things don't fit the same way they did just even 5 years ago or even 3 years ago. My encouragement to you is to get the shame out of your closet. If that dress that's hanging in your closet that you're only able to wear one day for, you know, or maybe just for one formal night, and it's never fit you again since because you starved yourself to get into it the first time, friend, you don't need that dress staring at you. You don't need those jeans that won't button or the t-shirt that was way, way too tight when you tried it on last week. Just say goodbye. Just say goodbye to the clothes and to the shame. Now, here's why I think we have such a hard time doing this. And I talk about this concept both in my new devotional, Aging Gratefully, 30-Day Christian Devotional for Women. And I also talk about it in my 40-Day Body Image Workbook. But I think part of the reason why we have a hard time getting rid of clothes is because we haven't grieved well enough. And grieving is kind of an interesting topic, right? Like I talk about grieving in terms of grieving our ideal body. But sometimes it's hard to let go of clothes because they still connect us to a certain time in our life, right? Maybe you have like, you know, the outfit that you wore when you were dating your husband, and there's like this magical connection to that outfit or that garment, right? Or maybe it's your suits from when you had like a career, and you still like, you want to look at those suits because they connect you to that time in your life, but maybe you don't wear them anymore. You don't have to wear suits anymore. There's an emotional layer under all of this that we have to acknowledge. And we have to ask ourselves, like, why? Why can't I clean these clothes out of my closet? Now, some of you are just naturally good at like cleaning stuff out, like cleaning out your desk or cleaning out the pantry, right? But you may find yourself struggling in your closet. And then some of us just want to keep everything. It's a category. I mean, just in case, what if I need it? Just in case. And so, you know, there's various personality aspects to this, but generally, for all of us, I think there's a bit of grieving that has to happen. It's the recognition of, oh, that's not my size anymore. Oh, that's not my era anymore. Oh, that's not my season of life anymore. I'm in a season now where my 16-year-old daughter is wearing a lot of the clothes that I wore just 5 and 6 years ago. And I'm looking at her thinking, wow, like, how is she wearing that? How does that fit her? Like, whoa, she's a woman, but she's in a different season of life. And when I was wearing those clothes, I was in a different season of life too. And so is it okay that they don't fit anymore? Yes. It has to be, because seasons change. And maybe your old clothes are kind of like those leaves on the tree that need to come off every fall, right? What would happen theoretically if the leaves didn't fall from the trees and the leaves just stayed on all winter long, right? It would not be good for the tree. The tree actually can't support during the winter those leaves. We need the leaves to fall off so the tree can endure the hard winter. And then in the spring, because those dead leaves are gone, it can bloom again. Friend, get rid of the dead leaves so you can bloom again. And maybe blooming again for you just means buying a dress that you feel comfortable in, something casual, comfortable that you can wear just about anywhere, so you can get up in the morning and know what you're going to put on because you know it fits and it feels good to wear all day. You're not going to spend all day fussing with it and, you know, trying to fix it and sucking your stomach in and all those things. Buy that piece or a couple pieces like that. Because, you know, when we wear clothes that are too tight, honestly, that makes our body image issues worse. Because then all day long, you're thinking, this doesn't fit, this hurts, this doesn't feel comfortable, right? It's so much better for us to just buy the right size, even if we don't like the number. Cut the tag off. Who cares? I tell you, I promise you, in a couple months, if you cut the tag off, you will not remember what that tag number was eventually. Cut the tag off if it's bothering you. But wearing clothes that fit you and are comfortable and that you feel good wearing is really the only way to move forward and break up with those wrong size clothes that are taking up space in your closet or in your drawers. The last concept I want to leave you with today is the reality that if you are trying to buy new clothes or having to buy new clothes, if you're getting rid of clothes that are the wrong size, there's going to be some anxiety and, again, shame around buying clothes that are a different size. And I want to just call that into question today. Why? Why is it so shameful to buy a different size? Who told you that that was shameful? Because here's an interesting fact. Clothes are made to fit our bodies. The crazy thing that we do, especially here in the U.S., is we try to make our bodies fit the clothes. And it's kind of funny. The one thing that when I talk to women about like going on a journey and trying intuitive eating, the one thing women always say to me is, oh, I don't want to buy new clothes. I don't want to buy new clothes. Like my problem is my clothes don't fit and I don't want to buy new clothes. But then as we continue to talk more, it's like they don't really like the clothes they have now. They're not super comfortable in those clothes. Those clothes aren't solving their body image issues. But yet we get this like strong emotional attachment to our clothes. When we have to think about buying new clothes that are a different size. And friend, there's no shame coming from this girl, right? Because I've done it. I've felt it. I've believed it. I've said it, right? I get it. But I just wonder why is it shameful to wear a different number in the back of your jeans? I mean, reality is, if that's the size that your booty and legs are now, why squeeze them into a smaller size for the sake of a tag that no one can see? That's question number one. But no one knows that size. And no one really cares. They see you more than you see you, right? Like they're looking at you all the time. They're not like covering their face, running away saying, oh my hideous ogre, I can't believe you wear that size. Like that's not happening. So who cares what number is on your size tag beyond that, right? Like there's not a specific size in the Bible that God commands women to be. And especially as we're aging and changing, right? There is grace for your changing body. There's no shame coming from God about you having to go from a size medium to a size large. That's not a shameful, sinful act. That's just a natural reality, depending on what you've been through, depending on where your body's at. Yeah? You can dedicate your life to trying to get back down to that medium or back down to that small. You can devote your life to that. But friend, at the end, when you're in your coffin, is that what people are going to remember about you? Oh, yay, there she is. Wow, what a great job she did getting back into that size small. Oh, she was so wonderful, so good at dieting, getting back to that size small. Like, no, that's not what they're going to say about you. And so if that has to become your life mission, I think it's worth questioning, especially as we age, whether or not that is a noble and worthy life mission to stay the same size or to get back to that size. Yeah, okay, there's some studies out there maybe that say you should stay within 20 pounds of the same weight. I don't know if you've heard that study or not, because most of the studies I hear say you should stay super thin. You need to have the lowest BMI possible. And that's actually not the truth, according to the data. The data says that we're healthiest if we can kind of stay in a range of like 20 pounds. And really, that range of about 20 pounds is actually connected to mortality, that you have a better chance of living longer if you kind of stay within that range. But it's not a promise. It's not a guarantee that you'll live longer. So within 20 pounds, that's different sizes, right? So why not wear the size that fits? Again, no one knows what that number is. God's not judging you on that number. There's no shame over that number or letter in the size. Don't let the enemy mock you and keep you in bondage over that. I mean, and there's one more given reality, right? Sizes vary so much. I mean, there's stuff on Amazon and I look at the chart and I'm like, okay, I need a triple XL in that. And then I can wear, you know, a much smaller size in something else. There's so much variance. Sizing is just so random now. Why get all obsessed over it? Just buy the size that fits when you're buying new clothes. And don't be afraid to do that. I mean, again, if you really need a mental hack here, I would say get three sizes of the same item, and then whichever one fits, buy it, take it home, and cut the size out right away. And I promise you, again, you're probably not going to remember which size you ended up with after 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, 2 months. You won't know which size you got. So if you really need the help in the mental arena of not liking your size tag, try that. But friend, let me remind you, your size tag is not a determinant of your worth. Oh, goodness. Where and how did we come to this conclusion that only those who wear a certain size are worthy? Right? Like, pragmatically, my friend, I hope this is true for you, but I believe it is for most of us. When you look at people, you don't determine whether or not they are worthy of love or valuable based on the size they wear. I hope you don't do that. So why do we treat ourselves like that? Why? Why do we objectify ourselves and really believe that the most important thing about me is that I'm wearing a small size? Oh, friends, we sell ourselves so, so short in that. We really diminish all of the gifts that God has given us, the unique ways he's made our personalities, the capacity he's given us to love others. And we boil that down to, does your tag say SMLXLXXLXXLXL? Like, what? Oh, friend. Is that the word's truth or the world's truth? Huh, you know the answer. It's not the word's truth. So what do you do with those clothes in your closet that aren't the right size? Oh, friend, get that shame out of your closet. Do it this weekend. Set aside an hour and just start the process. Now, I do know it could be painful. Maybe you want to Marie Kondo it. I don't know. Maybe you want to hug it and bless it. And I don't know. I've heard all kinds of different things. I think Marie said you hug it and you thank it for what it did for you. And then I've heard other people say you like hug it and you like bless it as you send it off into the world. But let me give you this really practical thing that I think helps. There is someone out there right now who actually needs clothing. They have a physical need for clothing, maybe a certain type of clothing. Maybe they just got the job that you had to wear the certain outfits for, and you don't have that job anymore, and they just got that job, and they are stressing out about how they are going to afford the clothing for that job. They have a need that you can meet. So instead of having those clothes, those material items that really don't mean a whole lot in the scheme of the future, instead of having them staring at you, shaming at you in your closet, you could give those to someone and bless someone with those clothes. You can make someone's day. You could be a blessing in their life through donating those clothes. And then when you think about what you did there, you're not thinking, oh, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so ashamed. I had to get rid of those clothes. They didn't fit me anymore. You're thinking, I was able to be a blessing. I did something good. I was able to bless someone today. What a different spin on it. I think it's a spin that should help encourage us all to do a little spring cleaning. So bottom line, as we close today, just as a reminder, your body will change as you age, and that will mean you will need different size clothing to accommodate it. And if that's the case, that's okay, because your worth is more than keeping the same size tag or having a certain number or certain letter in your size tag. You are so valuable. And for you to fix your sight on trying to change the size tag, I'm afraid you would miss out on everything that God has for you through fixing your sight, fixing your gaze on Him. Let Him make your life about so much more than the size of your body, to the point where the size of your body just won't matter that much anymore, because you are so energized with what He is doing in and through you, how He is using your body to glorify him, to serve him, and to bless others. That's my encouragement for you today. No matter where you're at in the aging process, I think my brand new book, Aging Gratefully, will bless you. It's 30 devotions. It just came out. I think you'll love it. It might make a great Mother's Day gift. If you're a little younger, maybe buy one for you and your mom and read it together. Buy one for you and a friend. And I think it'll bless you and encourage you on the aging journey. And I do talk about cleaning out your closet in the book. So if you love this episode, I think you'll really like it. Thanks for listening today. I hope something today helps you stop comparing and start living. Bye-bye. The Compare Do Show is so proud to be part of the Life Audio Podcast Network. Oh, great Christian content there, friends. Go check out lifeaudio.com and find a great Christian podcast to encourage your day. Hey, friend, would you check out the date on that episode you just listened to? Yeah, it's been a minute. Listening to old podcasts is almost like reading my diary from several years ago. In some cases, it's even a little embarrassing. So instead of listening straight through season by season, can I encourage you to skip ahead? I release brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And if you're not sure where to start, you can go to improvebodyimage.com, find the Start Here button, and I've got several episodes listed and categorized so you can find the topics that are of most interest to you. Your time is valuable, so skip straight to the good stuff. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for letting me be a part of your body image and food freedom journey.
This is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Ministry podcast. Learn how to share and defend your faith by listening to us weekly. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.